Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Coming to you today from rainy, overcast, good day to stay in and get a lot of work or watch TV day. Okay, well, it's been quite a week. I've had quite a creative week. I've been ensconced in channeling for Jennifer McLean's program. And then Thursday night, my honey took me to see Johnny Mathis. Oh my gosh, you guys, he's more handsome and sounds better than he did when he was 50. I think he's in his 80s now. It literally was the highlight of my year. There's something about his voice that for me is transcendent into a spiritual place. It was just the most amazing night. And then yesterday, my friend took me to see Les Mis, which is one of my very favorite shows. And then last night, we went to see this little community production of a film called The Christians. And, you know, I look back over all of that, and there's kind of a theme. A theme going on about what is God. And, you know, I love that one line in the song, the prayer that Jean Valjean sings in Les Mis. And it says, to love another person is to know the face of God. So, of course, Les Mis is all about war with this love affair in through it. And then the Christians was all about everybody's different understanding of what God is and how a lot of people are in fear of moving out of that Christian religious belief of what God is. So that's the way my life goes. It kind of takes me where I'm supposed to be to learn what I'm supposed to learn and hear what I'm supposed to hear. And if you're conscious, you will realize that if you get out of the way, your intention to know, be, and live in the highest state will take you to exactly where you're supposed to be. So that being said, if you guys didn't or weren't on the Balance webinar, run, don't walk, and go order it now. It was an amazing evening of clarity, of new information, one of our best for sure. So, of course, it's available at iamdwallace.com. Okay, what they want me to talk about today, which surprised me more than it will surprise you, was the innocence of expecting miracles. I don't know. I just thought we would be going more to balance. Well, this is part of balance, they're saying. So, the first thing they want me to do around the expecting miracles and the innocence is explained to you the cocktail. The cocktail is the first five things on sheet one. Okay, in the ionosphere and beyond. The ionosphere is a band, an energetic band around the Earth. Think of a radio signal, guys. In the old radios, when we used to tune in the knob, we would land on a certain frequency. That frequency would go out to the ionosphere, hit it, get bounced back as the radio signal that we want. We work exactly the same way. So it's in the ionosphere and beyond. I am creation. I'm the person within this place that creates me. I am the frequency. Now again, you have to dial in the right frequency if you want to hear what the station that you want to hear, if you want to be connected, right? So it's saying, I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation. So there is literally a frequency that we send out that says, I am the balance of choice and creation. And choice, you could do choice dash creation, you could do choice slash creation, but it's really one thing. Choice and creation are one thing. Let me say that again. Choice and creation are one thing. So I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation. In the radiation, that means the sending out, I'm radiating it out like the sun radiates out its beams. In the radiation of my light. And what do we create with? We create with our light. So when we have a thought or feel an emotion or a reaction, that's literally electrical signal of light that is going out to the universe, that's either a positive station or a negative station. Okay? And I am the electrical charge, because what I'm sending out is an electrical signal. So I'm the charge of the electromagnetic hole. And the electromagnetic hole is what responds to us and is returned to us. So we're in partnership with the electromagnetic hole within the whole of everything. I am the charge that creates. I am the power. I am the love. I am the joy. I am the choice. My heart is open. I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. That's number three. And number four. Well, that's actually the whole cocktail. So when you truly know you are an electrical signal and accept that responsibility, you're free to create whatever you want to create. I would suggest that you really create it consciously. Right? So when you live in the creation, you accept that you are God and the creator of you. You accept that you are playing with the electromagnetic hole of creation. We're in partnership with it, right? And then when we move into love, we know the face of God. So let's just look at that line. To love another person is to know the face of God. What if that person's you? When I truly love the electrical charge and the balance of choice and creation that I am, I know the God of me. And then all things are possible, guys. All things are possible to us. Now, they want to add something to this. Hold on, sheets, book, song, movie. We're going to a play. Well, they're taking me to Hamilton and the room where it happened. Literally, guys, when we know this, when we bring our innocence of expecting miracles into who we are, we become the place where it happens. We have always been the place where it happens. But to realize that and to love it unconditionally, then we get to experience the God we are and be where it all happens. My pendulum's going off the road. Okay, are we done then? Is there anything else? All right, we're going to balance this, guys. Coming together to claim I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. And so it is. All right, I think we're going to start with Daniel here. Hi, sweetheart. Do you have more info?
I have something kind of big. Gee, there's a surprise. I was working on something yesterday, and I came to Core Belief 16. My intellect and my heart can't integrate into the whole because I'm off balance of incorrect female and male powerful energy.
That, yeah, I would like to replace those words with masculine and feminine, but it's kind of the same thing for everybody. Go ahead.
Which led me to love is a tool, a weapon, and an excuse to manipulate, dominate, and control, which led me to I can't trust love.
Dear God,
kind of,
why are you so screwed up, Daniel? Okay, well, I think that is a very big thing, because the positive of that, of course, is I trust love. Love is God. God is love. And so we have to trust it. Otherwise, even knowing that we are the God of us, we're not going to trust the God of us to create in our highest good. So, yippee, I get a big yes on that. Let's all come together and claim, I trust love. I trust the love of myself. I trust the love for others. I trust that I am loved. All the machinations of love work for me in a positive, well, way through love. So it really is a circle that implodes back upon itself. And we've all experienced that when we have love, we feel love. When love is taken away from us, we feel like we lose love from ourselves. And I think that's the challenge, is to know that we are the frequency of love. So that whether it's given or taken away, we always can choose to remain in the frequency of it because we are it. Right?
Yes. I'm getting
okay.
A big yes.
It's all balanced. Oh, awesome, Daniel. That was a great start to the show. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Woo! Yeah. Oh my gosh, this creation station. I'm gonna take a lot of vitamins before we start. We're gonna go to Arlene in Colorado. Hi, babe, you're on.
Hi, G. I would like to ask the channel if they're able to help me with the question, did the person who broke into my home take my personal identity and financial information? And, you know, any details or advice the channel can give me.
Do you have any proof that your identity has been hacked?
No, not hacked and used. No, I don't.
Okay. Why?
However, apparently the person walked away, besides with my new coat, also papers. That's all I know.
All right. Well, the channel is saying I'm not picking up any information of danger there, Arlene. But on this plane, you should change all your passwords. You should alert the bank. You know, all of that's just that's just common sense when we're living on a physical plane. But what they want to address with you again is why you attracted this.
Yeah.
Well, this, when things like this happen to us, guys, it goes back to perspectives that we're holding. You know, Aurora, when she was here, signed me up for this kind of community thing where we share information called Nextdoor.
Yes.
And well, I'm taking myself off it because everybody on it is focused on what's going wrong in the neighborhood.
Yep.
Did you hear this noise? And the coyotes are here. And this car looks suspicious. And what does that do with my focus? If I'm not conscious, that takes my focus to everything that's wrong. I know that when I surround my house with light and say I am secure and safe in this world, it's done. So I don't have to stand on guard all the time about what's wrong. And that's the lesson you're getting here, is that you need to really play around with how safe and secure you are in the world, how you are respected, like with your family, how you are honored and taken care of in a good way in this world. That's what you are being invited to look at now and hold your focus on. Okay? That's the gift out of all this, baby.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Yes, and I've been listening or watching Nextdoor too, and I agree totally.
Yeah, not doing it anymore. I don't need bring it. You know, we're inundated with enough stuff to challenge our balance just from the news, right?
Right.
So you don't want to watch a lot of news on TV. It's addictive, guys.
Right.
The drama is addictive. That's why we have so many reality shows on, because people don't have to deal with their stuff. They can vicariously get their ride through somebody else. But that's one thing. If you know you're watching a TV show, if you think you're watching the real world and you get all involved in the drama, you're going to create more of it. You know that. So back away. If you want to get the headlines, go to the computer, get the headlines, do the work, balance the energy, claim this world is in balance, everything is in balance through love, and then go start your day in a constructive way, right? So you really, really have to be aware of where your focus is on in these days and times. All right, sweetheart, start focusing.
Beautiful.
I'm safe and secure in this world. Thank you, Arlene.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You bet, baby. Okay, Miss Davina, what's up?
Well, wonderful, awesome, lovable, so out of this world, D.
I'm claiming it.
I sent you a testimonial. I don't know if you got it.
I believe I did, Davina. Help me remember, because I'm telling you, I'm really inundated by them from Jennifer's program. So tell me what yours was, baby.
It was an audio.
Oh, it was an audio. No, I have not. Where did you send it? Where did you send it, Davina?
I think the standard email that I send, imdwallace@dwallace.com.
Okay, I will be getting off and looking for that. But in the meantime, stroke my ego and tell me what you said.
You and Jennifer knocked it out of the ballpark.
Yeah,
your program.
Thank you. Those 4 hours were pretty awesome. And the whole thing that came through about the dog, just floored me. And I got off and I retested it, and it was all right on. What happened, guys, was this woman had lost her dog, and they kept showing me this little like wiry terrier kind of thing. And finally I realized the dog came through, that the dog was ready to come back, and he was going to come back as this little wire terrier. So she was supposed to be looking for this little wire terrier, and he kept saying, but I might be a girl, so don't just be looking for a boy. Oh my God. I love when stuff like that happens, because you know it can't be coming from your mind for sure. Well, Davina, I'm glad you got so much out of it, baby. Thank you. And I will be looking for that testimonial.
Well, it's interesting you spoke about the dog, because you were going to get into your love space, think about a dog. Well, I just got a puppy, and I was holding my puppy. And I named my puppy Love Michael after my son.
Beautiful.
So first off, I was wanting you to see if you could get any message on this little dog, and if there's something significant about why I have this little dog.
Yeah, yes, because in some way he sent it to you. Michael sent it to
you.
He said, okay, so now he's coming through. This is happening more and more. This energy coming in from the other side. He's saying he set up the circumstances for you. Do you understand that? So that you could find this dog?
Okay. I mean, It all fell together.
Yeah, but
yeah.
We know that things, when things fall together, they're created that way. Okay. Just know it's a gift from your son. You know. So, and you really can feel Michael and love Michael and even talk to him through this little puppy.
Oh yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah. Well, you've already answered
your own question. Your diapers.
Oh my God! I had a dog where I had to put diapers on one time. One of my daughter's dogs, little doggy diapers. It's hysterical, huh? Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Well, good for you. I'm glad you made that step forward in healing through love. And there's no better way to do it than a puppy or a kitty cat. Good for you. Thank you, darling.
The other thing that is real important is that I've got a hearing with the workers' comp this week that could settle the workers' comp situation. I was wondering if you had anything on that.
Yeah, there's one thing they'd like you to bring into alignment sheets. But can you give me a song, please? Any song?
Zippity-doo-dah.
Yeah. Okay. So I know it's an oxymoron to your mind, but can you feel the joy and the happiness of all of this being settled already?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's where you want to live. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Just live there as much as you can. Live in the innocence of expecting miracles. Know that you are the creator of those miracles, and just live in as much joy and see yourself dancing down the street.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. That's it. Thank you, darling.
I love you, Jeannie.
I love you too, baby. Thank you.
My puppy does too.
And we are going to Allison in Alberta.
Hi there.
Hi, baby.
Thanks for taking my call, Dee, and thanks to Daniel for bringing in that message about trusting love.
Yeah.
My question is, what do I need to shift in the frequency I'm sending out to create the relationship that I'm looking for?
Okay. There's two things that came in. One, there's still kind of a part of you that's going, I don't want that. I want a relationship, but I don't want that kind of relationship. That's not serving you. You have to focus only on what you want, guys. Only on what you want. So, again, they're suggesting write down all the attributes of this person that you want to bring in, and then just feel good about it and know that your focus on that is creating it. Don't forget great wellness, because you want somebody who lives in wellness in every subject, they're saying, who's financially stable, who respects and honors you, all those things. And then feel into that person already, like they're right there next to you. That all of the frequency of all of those things have come together. And that's what you want to send out, that signal of, I know it's done, I know he's here, isn't it awesome? Right?
Right.
Because when we move in to try to make something happen, the negative starts coming in and our mind goes, well, I don't know how, and how the heck is this going to work, and why should I believe this, and blah, blah, blah. Instead of that innocence of blind faith and just expecting the miracle that you're focused on.
Right.
Okay. So let's round everything we've talked about so far, guys. I am divine love. I am the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light around all of this. So it is. All right, baby. Yeah,
okay.
He's going to be awesome. Just know that.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. All right. Let me see. And they're also saying, you know, guys, oftentimes when we ask for something, it does not look like what we thought we were going for. Freedom, not even close to looking like the dog I thought I was going to look for, but I knew her when I saw her. So again, you have to be open to the miracle. Okay, let's see. It says no one's here. Is anybody here yet? 973-704? Are you on the line? Okay, we got to move on then. I'm sorry. All righty, Susan in Niagara Falls.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Yes, it's been a very interesting last week. I was pretty much high Monday and Tuesday. And then I crashed on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I slept 3 days in a row. Just slept, basically. And then Saturday I got up and started eating and doing my vitamins and everything. And I'm not really sure exactly why that happened right after, except that the trip was just so intense that it was just so intense.
Okay. These are the words they're giving me, Susan. You had to recoup from getting everything you wanted.
Is that it?
It was so overwhelming for you to see how you could create everything just the way you want it to be.
Okay. I created a very safe drive on the way back, too, because the truck that we got had bald tires. We had to go 3,000 miles on bald tires. And I'm like, okay, I'm creating this to be a perfectly safe trip. I saw like angels around the tires and stuff like that. I'm like, this is not going to be a problem. Even though my son was belligerent and said, no, I'm not going to do anything about it, I'm like, fine. I'm creating it to be safe and secure, and we'll get there in beautiful love and safety. period.
Well, and so don't be scared of that creative power.
No, I wasn't.
Well, you were, and that's why you got tired. You said, oh my God, I just saw what I can do.
Oh.
I don't know if I can handle this. It's all good. It's all good, Susan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still in bed. I'm taking to you from, I just had breakfast and had my vitamins. I'm like, I'm going to call anyway.
Okay, well, it's good because they don't want you to go into fear that something's wrong, that you had to sleep for three. They're just saying, you know, sometimes, guys, when you move into, which we are all doing, if you're listening to my show, you are moving into your power and expanding. And sometimes we get scared about that.
You know, and
there was one other... us all to embrace it. I want us to embrace it. Embrace your power. You are, let's just say it together. I am safe and secure in my power.
I am safe and secure in my power.
Yes, I direct it that way. So it has to be, that's the signal you want to send out, is the more powerful I become through love, the safer and more secure I am in this world. And so it is. That's what it was about, baby. And that's a big one. Thank you for bringing that in for all of us, Susan. Okay, we are going to Violet in Illinois.
Hi,
baby.
Here a few weeks ago, my son had got me an electronic control for our dog after I had fallen and broken on my wrist on the ice in January. And after our veterans color run, I remember coming in and I laid that remote control down. And I have searched high and low in this house, and it's like things are disappearing and it's like kind of odd. And I even get to the point that I ask my son if he's actually playing tricks on me. Is this remote ever going to turn up? Because
yes, but it's interesting. They're saying the remote, you're using the remote to find other things. So misplacing the remote is leading you to find other things and be aware of other things that you have been looking for or wondering about. So when I say you have stated, I absolutely know where this remote is, and then let go so it can come in, I get a no. Have you done that?
No.
I've been
high and low for this thing.
Yeah, okay. But you see, taking action without the clear intention and direction is going to make you go around in circles a little bit.
I believe it. I've been there.
Okay. So from now on, about anything, I know and I'm clear.
I'm clear.
I know where it is, and then relax and it'll either appear or you'll remember or you'll be led to it.
Okay. All right.
Did the dog
take
it? You're
such a breath of fresh air. No, that was the first place we checked was his room.
No, the dog didn't take it. That's a true statement. But the dog is laughing inside about all this.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all.
Your dog is kind of going na 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 na.
Yeah. I am about being sharp now since I broke my wrist. And it's like,
okay, so what do you want to know around breaking your wrist now? Do you want to keep the focus on I'm afraid to walk? Or do you want to put the focus on I am safe and secure and steady on my feet?
I tell myself that quite a bit.
Okay, good.
I do.
Good. Good for you. Now tell yourself, I know.
I'm
clear and I know.
I'm clear and I know.
All right. Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, baby. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Iris, give us an update.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Well, well, it's a little windy or something, but let's give it a shot. What can we do for you?
Okay. Well, I think the last couple of days, possibly highlighting all the areas that are out of balance from Wednesday's webinar, which was really great and powerful.
Thank
the
you.
The webinar was great and powerful.
Yeah,
yeah.
It sure was. Well, and if the webinar is bringing forward for all of you where you are not in balance, that will tell you what you want to bring yourself into balance, and that's how it works. Guys, it's perfectly okay to say, I don't want this, as long as you don't stay in that energy and go, okay, I don't want this, so I do want this. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your question?
The biggest thing right now is, what do I need to bring in balance around work?
Well, you need to bring you in balance around work.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a lot of judgment going on. What's the judgment,
okay.
Iris?
I'm having conflict with a specific person.
Yeah, okay. So have you ever tried loving him instead?
I've thought about it.
Have you tried having compassion for them?
Yes, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Well, you
yeah.
want to keep...
I feel like very threatened, and my wall is up because I'm very defensive around this person, so
but,
I don't feel safe enough to be vulnerable enough to
but
feel
that's
compassion towards them.
Coming, no, that's BS. I ain't going to let you get away with that one, baby cakes.
Okay.
Okay, because if we feel threatened, that's a reaction. So what...
Mm-hmm.
What is this person threatening in you that you need to heal within yourself? What button are they pushing?
Being bullied and feeling overpowered.
Okay. Which the channel is saying you had a lot of experiences when you were younger. Is that true? Like
yes.
little growing up?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what this is all about, and you don't want to keep building on this because you'll just go from person to person to person that plugs you into this until you heal this in yourself. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So if I'm not bullied, I'm what?
Respected.
You bet.
And valued so and appreciated.
That's right. So you want to say, you want to start defining yourself that way, Iris. I am respected. I am honored. Right?
Right.
All that person is making you feel you're not is because you feel that way within yourself. Now, all the stuff in your childhood happened because this belief was already in place. And this belief went into place, let's see, well, in the womb in this lifetime. It's a lot of past life stuff, Iris.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, something happened to your mother when she was carrying you. And the way you perceived it, not necessarily exactly what it was, but the way you perceived it was the energy felt like you were not honored and respected. And you perceived it that way because of what you were bringing in from past life stuff. So you see, we could go down this wormhole forever and ever and ever and ever, but basically we come back to Iris has to know she's honored and respected by all energy and safe. Well, if you're honored and respected, usually you're safe. But if you need to put that word in there, put it in there, as long as your brain doesn't see disrespect from it. Do you understand? Oh, come on,
no.
Iris. Yes, you do. Yes. See how much you're fighting it?
Yeah.
I am honored
yeah.
and respected and safe in this world. I can feel how I am honored and respected and revered in this world. I feel it. That's my direction. That's the signal I put out. I love this person for bringing this forward for me so that I can align this within myself. That's how it goes, guys. If you're not willing to take the responsibility about that, you get to keep creating the same feelings and the same people looking different, but the same people coming forward to disrespect you. Okay?
Awesome. Thank
it's all you about you, baby. You. It's all about mm-hmm. us. I love you too, sweet thing. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to Sandy in North Carolina. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. Listening to everybody, and everybody's obviously added some great stuff today for me. And I was on yours and Jennifer's program this week. And
great. Thank
Thursday,
you.
Yeah, it was great. Actually, I got your program, so I'm going through that. But it's Thursday night, I was up with flu symptoms horribly and slept. I'm another one that slept the entire day yesterday. And I have been healing from the Epstein-Barr virus for 4 years
now. Yeah, that's
now.
What it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because they said right away to me, it's not the flu. Wasn't the flu.
Okay. So can the channel tell me what I am still in need of? Because I am following Anthony Williams' protocol, if you will. And I feel better. And then I kind of like take two steps back.
No, you don't. Hold on, hold on. They want you to understand. If you understand what's going on, you won't look at it as taking two steps back. Guys, whenever we cleanse our body from anything, heavy metals, viruses, any of that, when part of that dies off or sloughs off, you can actually feel worse again before you feel better because you are cleansing everything out, and sometimes it's got to have somewhere to go, right? So it dumps back into your body and it makes you feel bad for a while. So they're telling me to go to the balance, to the body book. Let me see if Epstein-Barr is in here, you know, because Epstein-Barr, oh, it is so new. They didn't even know that it existed, right? Now, we know that everything comes from something else, and basically, there are viruses and bacteria around us all the time, guys. But if we keep our immune system strong, and we do that by remaining in balance, we do not physically succumb to all of the stuff around us. But when we put ourselves through stress, it breaks down our immune system. And then, boom, what's been around us forever goes, oh, here's my chance. So the first question is, what are you under stress about?
Just because of the healing, and for me it seems to be taking so long that my husband is really taking on everything, and
okay, Sandy, because here comes some tough love. Part of the reason that you allowed and helped create the Epstein-Barr was you didn't want to take responsibility for as much as you were having to take responsibility for.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
After my mom passed, well, it'd be 5 years in July, it was a couple of years later when all of this came to fruition. And I mean, I look back to when I was very, very small and can see it all. So
yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've had this my entire life.
Yeah, okay. So. Well, time to put it down then. So do you believe that you could actually be healed tomorrow? Ah, you see. Guess not.
I don't know about tomorrow.
Well,
I'd love it.
But we're talking about the innocence of expecting miracles. And when I say you'd love it, the pendulum goes right to no. Because you have to be willing to go, I can be healed, and choose how much responsibility I want to take on. I can have both things. I don't have to be sick to get out of my responsibilities. If I don't want to do something, I have the right to choose that with while I'm still in wellness. So I'm on the Epstein Barr, which the definition that they have in the body book is continuous exhaustion. Okay, here. They were placed in the family hoist position of, you got to love this work because I didn't read this before I said to you what they gave me. They are placed in the family hoist position of over responsibility. And they were targeted with the attributed accountability for everything that went wrong in the family, as if it was a motivated letdown, betrayal, or a personal failure on their part. So basically, if you put the whole picture together, I have Epstein-Barr because I don't want to take responsibility, because if it doesn't work, I always get blamed.
I'm near tears.
Yeah, when we hear the truth, that's what happens, baby. So, Sandy, your freedom is knowing that you have the right to accept the responsibilities you want and give the other responsibilities to your husband in a partnership. And to know that when you agree to take on the responsibilities that are yours, you trust yourself to do it right in the highest way through love you can. And therefore, you trust you. And if you trust you, you trust God in the universe. Then you don't have to fight yourself, which is creating exhaustion in your energy. All right. Mm-hmm. So they're saying you're going to have to get this show and listen to it again because you're kind of in an altered state right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you will absolutely understand this. And this is your freedom. If you really start applying this, you can bring about the state of wellness very quickly. You see, I haven't read a lot of Medical Medium. I'm on his first book. I definitely think he's tuned in and tapped on. And we know that you have to address and clear up energetically also what is creating the dis-ease in the first place. And if the energetic has lasted long enough, guys, it will show up in your body as sickness. So if we want to totally be well, we have to address the energetic thing that's behind the disease, and we have to address then healing the physical part of ourselves. But that's going to happen a lot faster if you get to the energetic. Okay? So now
I've read every one of his books, so it's But the big piece that you said, Dee, was that every time that I am taking that step forward and my energy is up and I'm feeling really, really well. The piece was, if I feel this well, then I have to take on all that responsibility again. And
yeah,
I
well,
don't.
But you don't.
Thank you.
You see, you have a choice. Guys, the freedom of your creation is your choice. The power of your creation is your choice. You always have a choice. Thank you. That was invaluable stuff you just brought in for everybody, Sandy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Keeping this all on a positive note, Miss Nancy, what's up, dude?
Hi. I don't know.
Well, that's okay, because I'm getting that you really got all your answers through everybody else, but they want you to know that.
Yes, I do every time I put myself in their shoes and see it from their perspective. And yes, I always get value from every caller. And then I'm also saying, why don't you have your act together? So that's back at me.
Well, so Nancy, why don't you start saying, you know what? I have my act together. I have my act together. Because, guys, however we define ourselves as is the signal we keep putting out in the creation of the reality of our lives. So if we keep thinking, I've got to be fixed, there's something wrong, what's wrong with me, why don't I have everything in order, blah. Do you understand that even if we do have everything in order, if we keep defining ourselves as somebody who doesn't, we've got to live in the experience that that's true.
Okay, but I'm actually the opposite. I feel inside me when I'm totally alone, I am in pure joy, bliss, just looking out my window, just being with the birds out there. I don't like having to deal with my weight or my house, but I like going out to have fun and movies or plays or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm just losing my. I just don't
know. No, Nancy. Okay, so you got to say I do know, because I've heard you say I don't know 3 times now.
Yes,
I do know.
I do know.
I am whole, complete, and perfect right now. Everybody say that. I am whole and complete and perfect,
and perfect
right now. That's the signal I want for the universe to match. That's the direction of energy that I am creating right now. Okay? That's your biggest challenge, Nancy, is to quit dumping on you. Everybody start literally telling yourself you're magnificent. That's the direction. I choose to know my magnificence as the God I am through love. Not through ego, through love, because that is the greatest force on earth. And that is a huge message for everybody, Nancy. So I thank you for ending the show on that note. Guys, it's so true. We must love. And acknowledge, that's the highest word, ourselves as the love and the God that we are. You know, when Freedom and I walk out to do our walk during the day, we stop before we start and we say, thank you, God. And we stop and make sure that when we say, thank you, God, we know we're talking to ourselves too. Now, animals know this automatically. So thank you, God, for this beautiful day. Thank you, Dee. You helped make this beautiful day because you are in partnership. If you can't own the perspective of a beautiful day, then you can't participate in the creation of that beautiful day. And therefore, your acknowledgement of this beautiful day, just in that alone, you participate in the creation of it. Wow. Now, you see, they never explained it that way before. And that I can feel my heart just flying open with that explanation. But to really feel your own magnificence, that you actually worked with God, the universe, the creative force, to create this day, that's pretty miraculous. And we want to take time to love ourselves enough to honor that. So until we meet again, say it with me. And say it. Open your hearts. Open your chakras. Let's go. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.